Nigel, thoughts on that victory tonight?
Yeah, nice to win. Good victory and a good enough performance tonight. You know, we have enough chances to win the game comfortably, and they get back in the game with a deflection, you know.
The first goal, Jose Baxter, I mean, he just started to come into the game, hadn't he? Yeah. It was a fine goal.
Yeah, it was. Just exactly what he's capable of. But very important to get him 45 minutes under his belt tonight. Getting back on the pitch, a little bit ahead of schedule as well, which is great news.
He looked really sharp, didn't he? I mean, he was playing so well in that the West Ham game, the Preston game, before he got injured, and just sort of carried on, didn't he?
Yeah, I think it's going to take him another week or two, probably to get back up to that speed again. But he showed signs tonight. We started him, we wanted to just sort of in front of the back four, just get him on the ball a bit. They put somebody on him, so that negated it a little bit, so we pushed him a bit further forward and he got more of the ball later on in the half.
He was getting in the ball though, he wasn't just sort of driving forward though, he was picking out some passes, he was really in the thick of things, wasn't he, in that first half?
He is, and he shows what you miss, what we miss when he's not on the pitch, and to have him as an option as well. So it's good to get everybody a run out today that needed one, either coming back from injury or otherwise.
Just a final point on him, if you are looking for like a difference maker in this team at the moment, is Jose the kind of the one who can provide it?
Yeah, he is, because also you can put him in a number of positions. You know, you can play him as a two or a three in midfield, or we can play him as a striker as well on his own or with a partner. So we've certainly missed that option, and just somebody who's nice, calm and collected on the ball and can just pick a pass and get a goal, which he did again tonight.
And the second goal, good perseverance, wasn't it, from McNulty initially, and then a good finish from Campbell Rice?
Yeah, they had a couple of chances, I thought, to get a goal, you know, between the two of them as well. But it was a good finish from Jam. Nice not to have to go to penalties.
And good to get through as well, I suppose, just to keep going.
Definitely, just to win games. You know, we come off Saturday and we're disappointed. The under-21s won last night, even that's important, and we win again tonight, you know, away from home. So just it's a good habit, you know, with that feeling on Saturday when you leave the ground. Isn't a nice one when you've lost a game.
In your last 11 games, you've won 8, drawn, I think, 1 and lost 2. And there's been a lot of attention paid to the 2 defeats, hasn't there? But it's easy to forget you've actually won 8 games in that stretch.
Yeah, we've had a good run generally. It just feels, because of the expectation levels and probably because of the local aspect on Saturday, when you do lose a game, everybody's all end of the world stuff and doom and gloom. Well, it's not. If we'd have got a point on Saturday, everybody would have been delighted. You know, we narrowly lost 3-2. So we're a point adrift from, you know, where we'd like to have been. Hopefully we can pick that up and make that up this weekend.
Do you think that every loss will be magnified because of the expectation, because of the pressure on this team to win promotion?
Yeah, I think maybe more from the outside than it is from the inside. We don't go mad when we win a few games on the spin or if we lose one or two. So try and keep it all in perspective. And also a lot goes to the manner of the defeat as well. You know, we know we weren't brilliant on Saturday, but we said how much of the decisions, as you know, impacted the result. So there's a little bit of... you know, not an excuse, but there was something that was things that were out of our hands on Saturday.
Who else impressed you tonight? You gave many players an opportunity, didn't you?
I thought Bob Harris. I thought he was on the front foot all game, and thought he did well tonight. Nice to see Harrison and Chris Basham as centre-halves. You know, they actually played, I think, in the Championship together at the end of last season as well. Thought they probably deserved a clean sheet tonight. Good to get Ian Turner on the pitch as well for the first time. Good for lots of things, really. Reedy and, you know, Stephen McGinn needed a game. Jam needed a run out after coming back from injury, you know, so... yeah, it worked out very well for us tonight. I thought Hartlepool did great second half, came out, had 1-0 down and had a go at us, and that made it a good game.
That's the good thing, isn't it? Why are you giving guys a go? It was a good competitive second half, wasn't
it? Because you don't want, there's no point in coming and being like a practice match or a pre-season game. You want some edge to it and you want a, you know, an element of realism. It had that tonight, and yeah, they came and really had a go second half, so we weathered the storm and then just nicked that late winner. But it's nice to score another late goal as well after the 80 minutes, you know, because we didn't score many last season, you know, too many late goals, and you know, we've made a good habit this season so far.
What chance, a home draw in the next round for a change?
We're not even going there. I think the run of away draws that we've had, and of course everybody will love the home draws because we always get a top class programme out of it.
In this competition in general, just at a final one in this competition, you know, is there an opportunity there? I mean, you know, there's going to be other priorities, but to go far and maybe even win it?
Definitely, that's why, you know, we said tonight we made a few changes, but we came with a team to win the game. If we'd have wanted to, we'd have brought the under-21s, cancelled the game last night and said, OK, we don't really want to get through. But no, keep winning. That's the thing, whatever competition. And you can't lose sight of the fact that it's Wembley at the end of it.
Thank you.
It sounds like that was a...
Sorry, you can edit it a bit back.